Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Josh McPherson announced on Tuesday that he will run for Columbus County Sheriff in the 2026 race. The former deputy detective and director of Animal Protective Services is the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring for the county's top law enforcement position. Filing will not take place until later this fall. Work began Monday on the roundabout at the NC 214 and Chauncey Town Road intersection at Lake Waccamaw. You can expect to see flaggers, detours, closures, and delays due to the project over the next few weeks. Due to the nature of the project, detours will change almost daily. We have a full list of the detours and when they'll take place and where on our website. Saturday will be the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity March in downtown Wyville. The procession will start at Vineland Station and go to the courthouse, where there will be music and speeches. The event starts at 10 a.m. The march is sponsored by the Wyville chapter of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Moderate drought conditions are worsening in our area. The unusually dry fall and winter have increased fire danger throughout Columbus County. Officials are urging residents to postpone any burning until the area gets some significant rainfall. The next week is expected to be mostly dry, although there is a chance for some rain this weekend, and depending on some models, it could get interesting next week. Catch Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage, as well as through our social media outlets. The Forest Service is offering two state-certified prescribed burner classes this year. The class is $25 and will include classroom, virtual learning, and field work. Classes are set for May 19th through the 22nd and October 20th through the 23rd. For more information, go to ncforestservice.gov. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Wyville and at Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakana. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area locations. See the story online for more or call 910-625-0952 for tickets. Volunteers are needed for that Chicken Bog fundraiser. A meeting and prayer fellowship will be held January 24th at 6 p.m. at Happy Home Church in Nakana for those interested in helping out. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended if the days are extremely cold. Volunteers are desperately needed from area churches and civic groups. Donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper are needed. Call 910-918-4531 if you can help out. Happy Home Baptist Church and Transformation Church will host an ordination service for our friend John Walton on January 19th, 6 p.m. The service will be at Happy Home. The church is located at 2670 Happy Home Road in Nakina. Western Prong Baptist Church will hold a meeting for anyone interested in volunteering for the Tim Tebow Night to Shine. The meeting is going to be January 26th at 4 p.m. at the church. Western Prong is located between Whiteville and Clarkton, 167 Peacock Road. Speaking of Western Prong, their annual Wild Game Banquet is January 21st. Tickets are $20. There will be drawings, speakers, and much more. Major League Baseball players Mackenzie Gore, Gavin Williams, and Brooks Baldwin will make special appearances. Call 910-648-2744 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.